If QAnon can recruit believers online, can social media also help deprogram them? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. QAnon is gaining followers fast. The far-right movement is based in the conspiracy theory that liberals, the media, and celebrities are part of a satanic global sex trafficking ring, and that they're the deep state that's working to take down Donald Trump. Social media algorithms are putting QAnon posts in front of their users. It's infiltrating GOP politics, and experts say increasingly, QAnon seems less like a fringe conspiracy theory and more like a cult. Rachel Bernstein is an educator and therapist who is on the advisory board of the International Cultic Studies Association. She says most cult movements take hold in times of trouble.
A lot of the things that catch like wildfire are because it's a perfect storm. When you have people who are dealing with concerns around what's happening in the world, lack of trust, unrest, they might have lost their jobs, they might have lost loved ones. It is something that I think a lot of people have turned into kind of a religion of sorts because of wanting to hold on to something like that, that is taking them out of their existence in the world as it is right now, where things feel really out of balance.
If it is possible to, you know, find and convert and potentially radicalize this many people this quickly online, in your opinion, is it equally possible to deprogram as many people online?
It's harder to undo it than to do it. They have to be willing to end this kind of good feeling. And also, you need to offer people other choices, because you can't just take something away from someone and say, now you're fixed, because you've left them with this awful vacuum, this hole. So There needs to be this connection with other groups of people or other things you can do that make you feel special in this world.
We also know that the algorithms built into tech companies serve up this content, and that these algorithms, in a lot of cases, prioritize what they see as engaging. Like, in your research, do you feel like tech companies can help you out a little bit?
They're probably going to have to fight fire with fire, with sound bites, with acronyms, with slogans, with memes, with things that are easy to remember and repeat. You need someone who can pair with the tech companies who understands about indoctrination, because you need to be prepared for the fact that people are going to be having their blinders on. You want to appeal to people's intelligence. So again, you want to have them feel like if they are so smart, then they're going to want to be open to this. I think you also want to be compassionate, because some people are doing this to fight loneliness, and you want to offer them a new community.
Rachel Bernstein is an educator and therapist. And now for some related links. There's more reading on QAnon on our website, marketplacetech.org, including a nice USA Today piece that also compares it increasingly to a cult. Last year, the FBI designated QAnon as a possible domestic terrorist threat, since followers have been accused of both murder and kidnapping. And one of the central tenets of the original cabal theory is this idea of the Great Storm, where all the evildoers are rounded up and it ends in their mass execution. As a reminder, NBC News reported earlier this month on internal Facebook documents that showed that QAnon has spread rapidly on Facebook since at least 2017 in private groups and pages that have millions of members. An MIT Tech report has a long piece about how QAnon is targeting evangelicals for recruitment on Facebook. The group has increasingly used the platform to organize real-world rallies, partly by co-opting the hashtag #SaveTheChildren. Facebook and Twitter have started to take some action against QAnon pages and groups, but journalists noted that Mark Zuckerberg claimed last week that QAnon was only recently evolving into a group that promoted violence, when in fact violent acts by followers date back to at least 2018. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.